This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hey everyone, Edgar here, the host of Snug Wrestling. If you're looking to unwind without the hangover, check out Good Fuels. These are THC-infused seltzers made with all-natural ingredients, clean, crisp, and consistent every time. It's an easy, balanced way to relax, hang out with friends, or just vibe without the drawbacks of alcohol. And because you listen to Snug Wrestling, we got an exclusive offer for all of our listeners, 20% off at shop.getgoodfuels.com when you use promo code SNUG at checkout. That's shop.getgoodfuels.com, and you get 20% off with promo code SNUG SNUG at checkout. That's Good Fuels, real chill, no hangover, must be 21 and over.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Snug Wrestling. Oh, it's true, it's damn true.
What's going on, everybody? This is Edgar, the host of Snug Wrestling, here to go over this week's NXT with Tommy. Is in the building, our NXT expert, the NXT know-it-all. We're going to go over all the craziness that happened this week. They're really highlighting the fact that this is the future of NXT, right? Because we saw a bunch of new faces. We saw a debut from another European masked luchador, Elio Lefelier or something like that.
I don't even know how the fuck to pronounce his last name. Like Lefure, I believe is how you pronounce it.
Elio Lefure.
I've also heard it pronounced Le Flower or something like that. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Something French. I don't know about
which
those Frenchies
go
over
with
there.
The whole thing of I am the French luchador. So it's some sort of weird French last name that nobody can pronounce.
Did you see that meme that we made of him being added to Los Americanos?
Yes. God, no.
We have one from, was it Pete Dunne is from the UK, right?
Yeah.
And then Tyler Bates is he European?
I believe so. Yeah, I believe he's English.
Okay. And then we have Kaiser, who's German. And now we have a French guy in the Lucha Mask, so... What should we call that faction, Tommy?
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. The Europe Americanos. I don't fucking know. I know that's a terrible name.
Remember that crazy faction that had like Alberto Del Rio, Rusev? I think it was Wade Barrett and Sheamus. What was that faction called again?
I can't remember for the life of me. For God some bizarre reason, my mind is thinking Nexus, but that's definitely not
no.
It.
No, I'm going to look this up. Faction name for Rusev, because it's going to bug the crap out of me. Rusev, it was Wade Barrett, Alberto Del Rio. The League of Nations.
That's right. It was the League.
This one should be the League of Europe. I don't know. We'll work on that
masks.
One.
I don't fucking know.
We'll work on it, Tommy. We'll work on it. Yeah, besides that, dude, I saw a bunch of people I've never seen ever in my life before on this episode of NXT. But I gotta be honest, Tommy, I was not too thrilled about NXT this week, man. I think the most interesting thing on the show was that whole Keanu fucking, what's his last name? Keanu Carver. That was the only thing that I actually enjoyed in this whole entire show this week.
I honestly liked that debut match for the North American title. Like that, all that right. was in itself a great opener, but we'll get to that here in a sec.
Yeah, let's just get into it because this was the opening match. I completely forgot that Ethan Page was scheduled to kick off the show, and he was forced to defend his North American Championship because of the worst general manager ever, Ava, who's just handing out title shots to newcomers like this French luchador guy, Elio Lefleur. Like, hey, I know you're just debuting. You just showed up. They did the same thing with Shiloh Hill. On his singles debut, they gave him a shot at the TNA International Championship. And I'm like, why? What the fuck? Well, according to Ava, they're focusing on the future, right? So let's give these new guys title shots. You get a title shot. You get a title shot. But it was his debut match, so they were going to give Elio Lefleur a lot in this match to highlight him, make him look good. And he did, man. He looked really good. Very athletic, young kid. You put him up against Ethan Page, who's no stranger to working the lucha style, you know, him working in AAA a whole lot. So both of these guys worked really well together. The match was fun. It had a little bit of everything. A few false finishes there by Elio Lefleur, but Ethan Page stole the win. He got the roll up, grabbed the tights, 1, 2, 3. But I got to be honest, I was getting worried, man. I was getting worried. For a second there, I thought Ethan Page was going to lose, man. But I'm glad he didn't.
And that is what was so damn good about this set debut, is the fact that who better to put a debuting luchador up against than someone who has wrestled against a ton of luchadors, went over to AAA, became mixed tag team champion with Chelsea Green and other things like that, and calls himself the greatest North American of all time. There's almost no one better to pin him up against for a debut than Ethan Page. So this match, yes, I got worried, but I had this feeling like he wasn't losing it, although he got dangerously close a couple. But the biggest thing right now that everybody that I've seen is really, really talking about besides the debut, so what happened after the match? Good old Ricky Saints music hits, and he comes out because he's going over to commentary to go through that the next match. So I'm finding it very interesting that we are getting face-offs between these two. I would not mind Ethan Page going up against Ricky Saints. Although, yes, at the current moment, that would be a heel-on-heel dynamic there. But at the same time, I think those two would sure as hell work out.
Yeah, that little stare down with those two guys did get my attention. But like what you said, they're both heels right now. Ethan Page is the current North American champion. Ricky Saints is, you know, potentially the next NXT champion again. It just doesn't seem like the time is right for these two to face each other again on NXT. I think they faced each other before. I want to say Ethan Page won that North American title from Ricky Saints way back last year, whenever he won it. So I don't think it's the right champion? Ricky Saints, I believe so, yeah.
He dove right into the NXT title run.
Oh, okay. So I think, I don't remember, but I know for sure these two have faced each other before on NXT. And right now, it just doesn't seem like the right time for them to go to face each other, you know. But yeah, you're right about this debut, Elio Lefleur. If you want to turn some heads, put this kid over, what better way than to put him with one of the biggest stars on NXT, the longest current WWE and all champion in all of WWE. Ethan Page has held a championship for over 200 or 300 days or something crazy like that. So yeah, you put this new kid with someone like Ethan Page, is going to get a lot of attention. So I think this opening match did what it had to do, you know, make the new guy look good. Ethan Page got another win. He got heat. And yeah, it was a good way to kick off the show. Anything else about this match, Tommy, before we go on?
Not other than the fact that, like I said, this was a phenomenal debut from him because he looked so damn good to the point where even I was like, oh, okay, this guy is pretty damn good, and he's going to be up there for sure. It's only a matter of time before they put a title on him.
All right, and then we go to a very, very interesting video package that I mentioned earlier with Keanu Carver, who's a new call-up from LFG or Evolve. I think it's LFG. He showed up.
Yes, because he was with Team Booker T.
Okay. So last week, Keanu Carver showed up to NXT out of nowhere, and he just started beating people up left and right. And this guy looks pissed off. He's got a bad attitude. He looks intimidating. He looks mean, you know. And they showed a clip of him and Booker T arguing, going at it over on LFG, where Keanu Carver is just disrespecting Booker T, just cussing at him and shit. So this guy, he has, he's got some personal issues, you know. But again, scary looking dude, not the type of dude you want to mess with. So I like this, man. It fits for him. I can believe that this dude is crazy. I can believe he has a shitty attitude because he's young. You know, guys that are young like that, they're not very smart, to put it in simple terms, you know. So I bought into this in a heartbeat. I'm like, yeah, I want to see this dude, you know, just go crazy on NXT. I thought this was awesome.
What I find interesting is the fact that not only does this man have the balls to talk shit all over Booker T, but there was this backstage segment as well that was like a really pretty short thing where he was talking shit to Shawn Michaels at his door.
Oh, is that what that was? That was Shawn Michaels' office?
Yeah, that was Shawn Michaels' door. I was able to get like a really close look at that door, and the name on it was Shawn Michaels.
Oh, shit. So he's going off on everybody.
He's going off on all the legends.
Damn. Okay.
So that's what's up. Clearly, not only has the strength to back it up, but he has massive balls when it comes to talking shit to all these legends. Yes, I know. Pause, but still.
Yeah, he don't give a fuck. He also did a sit-down interview where, you know, he kind of pulled a, who was it, that fucking football player? Marshawn Lynch, when he was like, I'm just here so I don't get fined. The interviewer was asking Keanu Reeves question. He's like, I'm just here because they made me.
I'm not answering any of your dumbass questions.
I'm not answering your dumbass questions. And I'm like, oh, shit, okay. And he just walked away, and I'm like, okay. This is interesting.
He said at the beginning of it, I'm only here because I was forced to. And that was it.
Yeah. So this dude came in, man, and he's getting people's attention, I think. So I'm interested to see what they do with him. He's already not, you know, getting along with Booker T and Shawn Michaels, apparently. So it's going to be something to look out for, you know?
Oh, yeah, especially with his strength that was shown last week. He's definitely going to be a force to be reckoned.
And we had Ricky Saints out there ringside for this next match because it was a qualifying match. The winner of this match is going to get a spot for the ladder match that's going to crown the new NXT champion. And we had Shiloh Hill versus Josh Briggs. I did not care about this match because it's just a random qualifying match with two guys that one just started not that long ago. Yes, they've been playing a bunch of video packages for this kid. The NXT crowd seems to like Shiloh Hill. I saw his first match, wasn't too thrilled about it. And now he's wrestling Josh Briggs, another guy that, to me, is just not very interesting. And again, it's just a random match, so I didn't care about this. Shiloh Hill won, he advanced, but eh.
Honestly, I am glad that Shiloh Hill won, because I really did not want Josh Briggs even close to that NXT title. Hell no. But when it comes to Shiloh advancing and all of that, it's going to be very interesting to see what he does in this ladder match. But I don't think he's winning it. I think he might get close at least once, because there's always a spot where almost everybody gets extremely close where they're reaching up for whatever the hell is hanging up above, only for them to be like pushed down and all of that. So I feel like he's going to get close to it, get that massive pop from being super close to that NXT title, and then he's just not going to.
All right. Well, at least that match with Shiloh Hill and Josh Briggs, I kind of knew who they were a little bit. Unlike this next match, this next tag team match, I had no idea who these fucking people are. I mean, I think I recognize one of the tag teams because they're from Evolve, I believe, or they were from Evolve, and we've seen them on NXT, but like...
Ah, you're talking about Chase U against the fucking Vanity Project.
The Vanity Project or Swipe Left or whatever the fuck they're called?
Yeah, the faction name is the Vanity Project.
Ah, whatever. I can't believe Chase U is still a thing in 2026.
Andre Chase is just doing whatever he can at this point to keep Chase U alive. But I do not think that going up against the Vanity Project was helping. Just because, hey, look, we're being pushed by Ethan Page, a current champion. Yeah, that doesn't mean shit. Y'all are still, like, young, and I didn't like this match at all. This is the one match that I completely forgot about. There were two matches that slipped my mind that it even happened. This match here, and then a qualifying match that we'll talk about later.
Yeah, no, this match for Chase U, it didn't do them any favors because they lost to these fucking frat boys. And you know, I actually did pay attention to some of the things in this match, although I didn't care for it. The only guy that actually stood out to me that I liked, that I thought had potential or has something or stood out even a little bit, was Dixon, the guy from Chase U, the guy that was getting his ass beat most of the time in this match. That dude, I would like to see more of that dude Dixon, if I'm being honest. But not in a tag team in Chase U with a bunch of tag team, you know, wrestling all these tag teams that are just random and just whatever, you know, but
I would as well, but it seems like Chase U is NXT's version of the Judgment Day, because they were together and then they split completely for a while, which is what happened with Thea Hill, because Thea Hill was part of Chase U at one point. And then they came back together. It's the damn Judgment Day, just developmental.
All right. We heard from the returning Jada Parker, and man, is she over. The people love Jada Parker. It's crazy. She cut a long promo, Jada Parker did. You know, she was giving the big rah-rah speech, like, I'm here. People always in my ear.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Telling me that I can't do this, I can't do that, but I'm not going to listen to them. I'm going to prove to everybody that with your guys' support, I'm going to do everything that they say I can't. You know, it was a really super duper babyface promo. A little cheesy for my personal taste. It was a little bit too much for me, a little bit too emotional, a little bit too, yeah, just overly, like, dramatic, you know. But the people in the arena were loving it. They were clapping for her, cheering for her, chanting her name. And then she got interrupted by Blake Monroe. And I'm like, God, finally. I mean, there was nothing wrong with the promo. Jada Parker, she has good delivery and everything. Like, it was a well done promo. I just didn't really like the material. I thought it was a bit much. But yeah, Blake Monroe interrupted Jada Parker, and this feud between these two women continue. Not off to the greatest start, but it's definitely something that I do want to see, because I like Blake Monroe's heel work. Jada Parker is super babyface right now, so it's a good dynamic with these two. So we'll see what happens with them. Hopefully it gets better from here.
I do completely agree that what she said was kind of, it was mushy and all of that. But of course, she's been out for a while now, and now she's back and trying to kick it and all of that. So I'm ready. I find it very interesting, the timing of Blake Monroe, because Jayla's just like, I'm not going to let anybody dim my light, this, that, and the other thing. All of a sudden, hey, look, your light just got dimmed.
Oh my God.
Pitch black. Spotlight on Blake Monroe. So these two are definitely going to have a match at some point. And I would not be surprised if we see both of these girls at the Royal Rumble in there just to, like, show them off. I know Jada Parker has been in the Rumble before, but I would not be surprised if she still shows up at this Rumble as well. But this is honestly why I say that Jada Parker should be called up to the main roster. And I know Toxic said, yeah, but I would like to see a title on her first instead of her going straight up. Look at who currently has been called up. Obafemi. Okay, yeah, he held a title. Great. You know who hasn't that has also been called up? He's competed for it. Not once has he held it. Javon Evan. He has not held the NXT title whatsoever, but yet he also got called up. So I would not mind if Jada Parker gets called up here soon.
All right. We had another qualifying match, Tommy. And again, Ricky Saints is out there. And that was the most interesting thing about this whole entire match. The fact that I was able to listen to Ricky Saints on commentary during this match. Because it was, I believe his name is it Eli Knight?
Yeah.
So this guy, Eli Knight, I've seen him before on NXT once, right? I think he's from Evolve also, who just got called up to NXT. Say that again?
Both of these guys are from Evolve.
Okay. Thank you for that, because I have no idea who the fuck the other guy is. And I know I've never seen him before. And I know I've heard Ava repeat it time and time again. We're focusing on the future. We're okay. So let's give all these guys from Evolve that we've never seen before, that we have no idea who they are, qualifying matches for the NXT championship because it's for the future. Okay, this is NXT. This whole fucking brand should be focused on the future, not just people from LFG and Evolve. Where's Tavion Heights? Where's Lexus King? Where's all these like people who have been on NXT who don't get a fucking shot? Hell, you got a speed champion in there who's really good too. What's his name? Fuck, I can't remember his fucking name. Who's the speed champion again?
I know it's not Josh Brook, because
no. Anyway, the speed champion. Why can't you, just because he's a speed champion, he can't have a qualifying match? He's really good. These are like, all
when you announced all of these qualifying matches and the fact that all of this will lead up to a six-man ladder match, you had your entire men's roster out surrounding that ring. And yet there are so many of them that are just trapped in catering.
That have been on NXT for a long ass fucking time that you're not doing shit with. And it's just like, okay, let's give it to these new guys who we have don't care about. We don't know who they are. We have no idea where they come from. Let's give them qualified matches and let them go 15, 20 minutes so they can have a banger match. And we're supposed to care about this. Well, I didn't. And Eli Knight won, and I don't care about this fucking ladder match or anything, to be honest. At this point, I was starting to lose my patience with this episode of NXT, but what did you think, Tommy?
The only interesting thing for me, because like I said, this was the other one that I completely forgot happened until just a few minutes ago, is the fact that he said that he knows Sean Logan, that Ricky Saints. So knowing that, and knowing the fact that both of these men are now in that six-man ladder match, it's going to be very interesting to see how in the world they work together and all of that. But yeah, I'm with you. Like I said, you have so many of these guys that are the few that you had literally out there to basically get their hopes up to even being close to that NXT title. And you kind of just threw all their hopes away and just went, hey, I know I had all of you just standing outside the ring when I announced this. 90% of you are staying inside of catering. And that's the biggest problem. And main roster has that same issue because Randy barely being used here and there. He has massive breaks in between. Roman, where the hell has he been? Sheamus, where the hell has he been? So WWE entirely has this problem where you have these massive names, but you keep them stuck inside of catering because you don't know what the fuck to do with
it. Yeah, like out of all these people, right? Like I pulled up the roster here just really quick. Like, why not give like one of the guys from Out the Mud, you know, or what about Dark State? These are all guys that are consistently used on TV. That you could give them a qualifying match. Like, why not? What?
Deion Lennox is having a match next week, I believe, against Hendrick.
Okay. Jasper Troy, the speed champion.
Yeah.
Just because he's a speed champion, you can't give him one? Keanu Carver, who just came in. He came in high. He came in fucking shit up.
Has the balls to talk shit to both Booker T and Shawn Michaels, and you're still not going to do anything with him.
Who else we got here? Sean Spears. He never fucking wrestles.
He's just the lackey of that faction that I can't remember the fucking name. Like, that's pretty much just there to just stand there menacingly. That's it.
Also, Tank. He's good.
Yeah, Hank and Tank, ever since they came back from Japan. Once again, that is another tag team entirely that you just don't do anything with. Dark State entirely, because I know you brought them up. Again, nothing with them. You give them the tag team title, and then you just have them be there and not do anything. It is Julia with the Women's United States title. There are so many people that you could absolutely give them that shot. Out the Mud, absolutely one of them. They're currently going after the tag title. Hank and Tank, go ahead. I know you don't like Chase U as the whole tag team thing, but have them go after them. There are so many people that absolutely deserve titles that you just aren't doing anything with.
We said Tavion Heights already, but even Tony D'Angelo, like, what is he doing? Like, he's just...
No, instead, man got arrested tonight.
Yeah, he's just going around attacking people. We don't know why. Why is he so pissed at everyone? He hasn't said a fucking word. We don't know what's going on with him. He got arrested, but it's like, okay, like, we've been seeing him a lot on TV. Why not give him a qualifying match? Again, they're focusing on the future. We're giving all these young and up-and-coming guys, but these guys are the future. Like, I don't fucking get this, man. This shit was... These matches to me were just so just uninteresting, and it sucks, man. But who won this fucking match, by the way?
It was Sean Logan.
Oh, okay. See, I don't even remember his fucking name. And then I was done with the show after this. I couldn't do it, Tommy. The main event was a triple tag team women's match for a number one contender for women's tag team championships that aren't even for this company.
They're literally for TNA.
So I'm like, first of all, You know how I feel about triple threat matches. This is not a triple threat. This is a triple threat tag team match with six women. And I was like, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to waste my time. I'm sorry. What happened, Tommy?
I honestly like this match. I think this was one of the better ones of the night. It ended up being Zaruka was in there. RenQCC was in there. And then, why in the world can't I remember the other one? The one with the women's
title. This is not important.
And the NXT women's title.
Yeah, the faction Fatal for Influence. The NXT. Yeah.
It was Fatal Influence that was also in there. I can't even remember what the hell even happened. The only thing I remember is the fact that Zaruka is officially number one contenders for the women's tag titles for TNA.
Okay, that's cool, but like I'm sorry, but I wasn't going to watch this match because I'm not going to go out of my way to watch TNA just for that. Like, I don't care who, if it was Sol Ruka or Zarya, that's not going to make me tune in to TNA. So why even watch this? Like,
other ish with everything else is the fact that a lot of what happened was them going after Zarya's shoulder because of the fact that she had a different number one contenders match last Saturday on TNA for the Knockouts Women's Championship. Okay. So Zarya was there. Her shoulder was taped up. That's about it. People kept going after that, thinking that that was going to help.
The only reason why I was thinking about watching this match was because of Kendall Gray, because we'll talk about Royal Rumble when we do the predictions next week, but I think Kendall Gray is going to be one of the surprise entrants for the women's Royal Rumble.
Oh yeah, I think if she's in there, she's going to be the Iron Woman.
Yeah, I don't know about all that, but I think just the way that they've been booking Kendall Gray, she won the Iron Woman Survivor Challenge. She's had a great showing on NXT. I can see them putting her on the Women's Royal Rumble to showcase her. And that's the only reason why I was considering watching this main event, but I wasn't going to do it, man. You got to think about, too, all the amount of wrestling that we watch throughout the whole entire week. I'm not going to sit through a triple threat women's tag team match for a number one contender spot for TNA Women's Tag Team Champions. I'm just not. And who's the TNA Tag Team Champions, by the way? The women. Is it like...
I don't know. I think it's like TNA.
See, there you go. And I think it's like Lash by Elegance, which is... She was formerly known as Dana Brooke, I believe, yeah. If I'm not mistaken. And the amount of time that I spent watching TNA, which it was not a lot, they were horrible. I'm sorry. I hate to say it. They were so bad. So I'm like,
thing that I know about TNA is the fact that they have somebody else in higher up now that was just there. She was in WWE for a while. She was GM.
Sonya Deville.
Yeah. Sonya's there now.
Corey Jade is there.
Yeah. And then Cora Jade made her spot.
Yeah, and then that's all
I've seen from TNA.
And to make matters worse, I haven't heard not one good review about TNA. So that also doesn't make me want to watch it, you know.
I saw a picture from TNA where the entire half of the damn arena empty completely. No one at all.
Well, yeah, they only had like a couple thousand people in the arena for that show, which is normal for a TNA show, you know. That doesn't really make the show good or bad for me in my eyes, but I've seen TNA. I saw TNA for like 2 months straight last year, and that's it. I canceled my subscription after 2 months because I'm like, it's just not worth it, dude. It's not worth, it's only $10 a month, but it's not worth sitting there for the 2 hours for the type of stuff that they were giving, that they were showing us on their show. It was just like, no, I'm sorry. It's not even worth the time, not even to make content. It's just, I'm just not going to do it. So yeah, when I saw this main event, I was like, this is my time to go. Hopefully that changes over time. But yeah, this week's episode of NXT was pretty fucking weak, if I'm being honest. Hopefully, closing thoughts, Tommy, before we get out of here.
Hopefully next week is better. I mean, you got Joe Hendry up there. Chase U is once again going to be put up there because Chase himself is having a match for it. So hopefully next week is a whole lot better than this one.
All right. Well, until next week, we will be back again. Myself, Edgar, the host of Snug Wrestling, and Tommy, our NXT expert, as we usually do every week. We go over NXT. And yeah, stay tuned. We got more content coming this week. Saturday night's main event is going to be a big weekend for us. Let's get up out of here, Tommy.
All right. So mark your calendars for this Saturday because we're going to be putting out the review for Saturday night's main event. Also, mark your calendars for next Wednesday because we will be doing predictions for the Royal Rumble. And then the next Saturday with that as well, next Saturday, we will be doing the review for the Royal Rumble itself. So stay safe, stay savage, stay snug. Get your merch. It's going to be literally in the bio of this, bio of everything else. So stay safe, stay savage, stay snug. That was four letters, one word.